I'm your host, Logan, and welcome to another edition of K-Drama Review Session. I know, I forgot to post the link to Secret Love Affair, so I will be posting the link to that and the link to the drama that I will be talking about today on my Twitter account, so you're gonna get a double dose of links this time around. Kind of like what I did with Boys Over Flowers and Goblins. So you're going to get a double dose of links on my Twitter account. So keep an eye out for those sometime within the next 2 or 3 days. Just a fair warning, if I start gushing out of nowhere, it's because the drama that I'm going to be talking about today is Hotel de Luna. And I absolutely love this drama. So if I start gushing out of nowhere, it's because I love this drama. So just fair warning. So with that said, we're going to just jump right into today's episode. On today's episode, I will be talking about Hotel de Luna. Hotel de Luna is a 2019 dark fantasy romantic comedy. I know that doesn't sound like it's a good pairing, but trust me, like, once you start watching it, you'll realize that it actually does kind of work. But the only fun fact I have for you is that there are a slew of cameos in this drama. And when I say a slew, I mean there are a bunch of cameos, whether it's ghosts or, like, people that were considered candidates or whatever. There's a ton of cameos in this show, and one of them is actually Lee Joon-ji, which is actually really funny because I'm usually not good at recognizing actors unless they're like one of my favorites or I've seen them in like a bunch of dramas before. But Lee Joon-ji is actually one of my favorites, which is why I recognized him right off the bat. And also there is a female K-pop artist that does have a cameo in this. She actually passed away, I want to say a year ago, maybe 2 years ago now. So that'll narrow it down for you. If you can name her, I will give you brownie points. So my challenge to you, because there are a ton, is to either spot your favorites and name them, or to try to see if you can name them all. I know that's going to be really, really hard, but that's going to be a really fun challenge for you guys. So the plot of this show is a little hard to talk about without giving away spoilers, just because there's so many plot twists that happen. So I'm going to do my best here. So the plot of this show revolves around a woman named Jang Man-woo, and because of a sin she committed many years ago, Manuel is the owner of a hotel named Hotel de Luna, and this hotel actually caters to the dead. She meets Chang Sung's father and actually strikes a deal with him, and that deal is in exchange for his life and money, his son will work for her in 20 years. Now, out of fear, he takes his son overseas, where he grows up as a level-headed perfectionist with a soft heart, and he returns to Korea after his father's death, and he receives an offer as an assistant manager for a multinational hotel corporation, but instead, he faces Manuel and ultimately fulfills the agreement. So, going over the cast here, IU plays Manuel, the owner of Hotel de Luna. She is very moody, very suspicious of others, and she is also very, very greedy. She likes to live in luxury. She hates living poorly. Just a little tiny fun fact, there are actually over 100 outfits that she wears in this drama. And also, there are a lot of luxury cars. I know two of them are Land Rover and Jaguar that appear. I believe there is also a Ferrari that appears at one point. I could be wrong on that. Yoo Jin-gu plays Chang Sung. He is the one. His father strikes a deal with Manuel and he has to work for her. But he also keeps her in line. He's pretty much the one that kind of thwarts her spending and she gets really mad about it. And it's just really funny. Shin Jung Kyun plays Sunbi. Sunbi is the bartender. He works at the Sky Bar. He is originally from the Joseon era. Bae-hae Sun plays Seo-hee. She is the housekeeper. She's the one that keeps all the rooms nice and tidy and clean. And she is also from the Joseon era. Now, for those of you who are fans of Blackbee, yes, you can commence fangirling if you must. Blackbee's very own PO plays Hyun Jung. He is the receptionist for Hotel de Luna. He does not like his job. Most of the time, he's either away from his post or he's sleeping, which makes Manuel very angry. He gets scolded by her a lot, and his character is actually from the Korean War era. So for those of you who don't know, the Korean War took place during the 1950s. The Korean War actually came before the Vietnam War, just a little time frame for you in case you didn't know. But basically, the Korean War pretty much happened because North Korea was basically trying to invade South Korea and South Korea fought back. That's pretty much the gist. I'm not gonna go any deeper into that because that would be boring. Kang Mina plays Yuna. Yuna is a very prissy high schooler. She actually attends the alma mater of Hyun Jung. And basically what happens is she actually bullies a girl. This girl commits suicide, and ultimately this girl winds up taking over Yuna's body, and Yuna actually becomes an intern at Hotel de Luna and winds up dating Hyun Jung. Jeong Dong Dong Hyun plays Jun Siok. Jun Siok is the retiring assistant or retiring manager of Hotel de Luna. He is Chang Sung's predecessor. And he actually teaches Chang Sung the ropes of Hotel de Luna and actually like tries to help him. Cho Hyun Chul plays Sanchez. Sanchez is Chang Sung's best friend and also a Harvard classmate. Sanchez's family owns a very successful pizza franchise, which one of them opens up in Seoul, and Sanchez actually owns it. But Sanchez and Chang Sung are very, very close. They're best friends. Park Yuna plays Mira. Mira is actually the reincarnate of a princess that Manuel basically despised. But she is Chang Sung's squandering ex-girlfriend, and the only thing she wants is to have a relationship with Chang Sung. But Manuel has other plans. Lee David plays Jiwon. I hate this character. I cannot express how much I hate him. He actually drove Sanchez when they were at Harvard because Jiwon, Sanchez, and Chang Sung are Harvard classmates, and Jiwon actually almost drove Sanchez to commit suicide, but Chang Sung stepped in and kind of thwarted that plan, which made Jiwon hate both Sanchez and Chang Sung. And it's actually interesting because at one point, Chang-sung and Ji-won actually get into a fight, which almost broke my heart. But just because I thought that Yoo Jin-goo's character was gonna get hurt, and it almost broke my heart. But the reason why they get into a fight is because Ji-won actually commits some very heinous crimes, and I'm not gonna tell you any more than that. You're gonna have to watch. Lee Do-hyun plays Chang Ma-young. Chang Ma-young is Man-woo's first love, who marries the princess that I mentioned earlier. Lee Tae-sun plays Yeon-woo. Yeon-woo is like a brother to Man-woo. And Man-woo was actually the leader of a bandit crew, and he was the co-leader. So he was basically her partner in crime. Seo Yi-suk plays Mago. Mago is the goddess of life, death, and reincarnation. She is the one that basically manipulated Man-woo into owning Hotel de Luna. She appears in many forms throughout the drama. And Kang Hong-seok plays the Grim Reaper. The Grim Reaper actually helps the spirits at Hotel de Luna go to the afterlife, and he actually strikes a few deals with Man-woo to catch some wandering spirits and bring them back to the hotel. So I'm going to break down how some of these characters relate to each other. So Man-woo is the owner of Hotel de Luna. She slowly falls for Chang-sung. Sun-bi is the bartender. Seo-hee is the housekeeper. Hyun-jung is the receptionist. Jun-seok is Chang-sung's predecessor. Yuna is the intern. Sanchez is Chang-sung's best friend. Mira is Chang-sung's ex-girlfriend. Ji-won is the nemesis of Sanchez and Chang-sung. Chung Ma-young is Man-woo's first love. Yeon-woo is basically like a brother to Man-woo. Mago is Mago bound Man-woo to the hotel and is the goddess of life, death, and reincarnation, like I said earlier. And the Grim Reaper basically helps Man-woo. So, my opinion. This drama definitely has a lot of plot twists, but I did enjoy it, and it definitely kept me on the edge of my seat wondering what was gonna happen next. Especially after Ji-won comes into play, it's just like, oh, who's this character? And then you realize that there's something sinister going on with him, which honestly, I hate Ji-won almost as much as I hate Prince Yo from Moon Lovers. Sorry, that's just how it is. Literally, it's the same exact concept as Prince Yo. It's like, I love him as an actor, but I hate his character. But honestly, all hatred aside for Ji-won, honestly, I love some of the interactions between Man-woo and Chang-sung. I find it funny, especially because he's just like, no, you have to cut back on your spending, and she just basically throws a tantrum and is like, I don't wanna! That's just my interpretation, that's not actually what happens, but I find that really funny, especially because she mentions several times that, like, when she's complaining that she doesn't want to live poorly. Like, literally, her dream is to just live in wealth and drink champagne all day. But honestly, all in all, I felt like it was really, really great. And honestly, this drama is actually really highly acclaimed. And I don't love it for the awards, I love it for the actors. That's just how I feel about it. But honestly, all in all, it was fantastic, and it definitely kept me wondering what was going to happen next. Where to watch? So this one is actually free to watch on Viki, and when I say free, I mean free. The only thing you have to deal with is a few advertisements here and there, but honestly, I know I've been plugging Viki a lot, and I'm sorry if you guys don't like that, but honestly, the only reason why I've been plugging Viki is because Viki is where I find a good majority of the K-dramas that I watch. A few of them are available on other platforms as well, like Boys Over Flowers. That one is available on Netflix and Hulu. Absolute Boyfriend, which is available on Viki and Hulu. And Boys Over Flowers is also available on Viki. But Viki is where I find a good majority of K-dramas that aren't available on other platforms. And I've tried other K-drama streaming services before. And when I mean streaming services, I don't mean Netflix or Hulu. I mean services that are strictly geared towards Asian drama like Viki. But I've tried a few of them in the past, and I haven't liked any of them near as much as I've liked Viki. So I'm sorry if you're getting sick of me plugging Viki, but that's just where I find the majority of these K-dramas. But like I said, Hotel de Luna is free to watch on Viki. It is a part of my K-dramas I have watched so far collection. And honestly, I do hope you guys watch this one, because this one is really good and I really honestly did enjoy it, and I hope you do too. That concludes this episode of K-Drama Review Session. If you liked it, feel free to leave me a review on iTunes, or you can leave me a voice message at anchor.fm/kdrama-review. That is all lowercase, and I will repeat that one more time. anchor.fm/kdrama-review. That is all lowercase. If you have K-drama suggestions, as always, you can shoot me the link, or you can just give me the title of the K-drama you're suggesting at Logan_Taylor906. The L and the T are capitalized, and Taylor is spelled T-A-Y-L-O-R. I will repeat that one more time in case you didn't catch it. Logan_Taylor906. The L and the T are capitalized, and Taylor is spelled T-A-Y-L-O-R. Like I said, I will be posting the link to Secret Love Affair, which was the last episode I did, and I will be posting the link to Hotel de Luna sometime within the next couple of days. I know I didn't post the link to Secret Love Affair, so you're getting a double dose of links this week. You're getting the link to Secret Love Affair, and you're getting the link to Hotel de Luna. But like I said, keep an eye out for that. It should be up sometime within the next 2 or 3 days if I don't get lazy about it. But honestly, I hope you guys enjoy Hotel de Luna, and happy K-drama-ing!